This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Stacey Chabachi was just 28 and was about to give birth to her second child when she discovered a lump in her breast. In her book, Climbing Mountain, Stacey shares her journey through breast cancer in a confrontingly honest and inspiring way. Stacey joins me on the phone this morning. Good morning, Stacey.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks. Thank you for your time this morning, Stacey. So how did you actually find out that you had breast cancer?
Well, it was a bit of a shock, Katrina, I can tell you. Like you mentioned, I was 8 months pregnant at the time and had a significantly large lump in my right breast, and just put it down to hormones and things like that. Mm. So I didn't actually go to the doctor straight away. I had my little boy, and then about 4 weeks after I had Sam, I went along to the doctor, presuming that it would just be clogged milk ducts or something else like that. And I found out that it was actually breast cancer. So that news just absolutely floored my family.
Yeah, well, your husband had recently lost his mother to disease, so he must have been absolutely terrified of losing you.
Oh, he was. He lost his mother about 6 months before I was diagnosed. So he was just sort of coming up out of that grieving process again, and then the news hit with my diagnosis. So, yes, he was pretty scared about losing his wife, as you can imagine.
Yeah, and it all happened quite quickly, didn't it? After you were diagnosed, very soon you were in for your first lot of surgery. How did that go?
Yeah, I was, thank goodness. About 4 days after I found out, I was actually in hospital having my first lot of surgery. So the lumpectomy to remove that lump and find out exactly what we were looking at, how aggressive the cancer was, the size of it and everything like that. So I was very, very blessed that the doctors jumped right on top of that straight away.
And what happened after that first operation?
The first operation, what happened was they found out that the tumour was actually an aggressive form, and a very rare and aggressive form of breast cancer. And they actually didn't get what they call clear margins around the tumour, which meant they had to go in again that week and get more, scrape away more breast tissue to try and get a clear margin. So margins with no signs of cancer.
And to show that they've got it all.
Yeah, so that they've got it all. They didn't actually get it in the second operation either. And the third operation, I had to have a mastectomy.
So you must have been quite devastated, you know, when they said that you would need a mastectomy, and that must have just been quite dreadful to deal with, that news.
Yeah, it was. I was sent home after my second surgery, so I had about 3 days of waiting to see, okay, do I need the mastectomy or did they get all the cancer? So it was a very, very hard 3 days, and it was a very long 3 days. But on the Friday afternoon, I got the phone call, and unfortunately, I found out that, yes, I needed a mastectomy. But at that stage, I think a God-given strength just kicked in, and it wasn't about my breast after that. It was just about saving my life. So that was all we focused on. Okay, that's fine. We're just going to preserve my life here. And if this is what it takes, then so be it.
Okay, but how did you feel after you'd had the surgery? Did you feel a sense of loss or grief at losing that breast?
Yeah, I did wonder, you know, am I ever going to be the same again? Is life ever going to return to normal again? I couldn't be reconstructed straight away because I needed to have radiation to the chest wall. So basically, for a long period of time, I was, can I say, completely out of balance, and just wondered if I'd ever be able to wear normal clothes again. And I did suffer a lot with depression at that stage, just and it just progressively got worse, I think, as time went on, and then I lost my hair, so I thought, oh, I look even more terrible, and is life ever going to be the same again, and where did Stacey go? I don't know who this is anymore. Mm. Yeah.
Were you worried about your relationship with your husband?
Yeah, I did. I know that Robbie loves me. I'm blessed to have such a beautiful husband. But there are times when I think, oh, you know, I looked in the mirror and thought, this isn't who he married. I was a little bit worried about his feeling. He never expressed that to me, but I wondered at times if it affected him. Was he still attracted to me? And, I did go through those types of thoughts. They did run through my head, yeah.
And were you ever worried about your actual life? Did you think that I might actually die?
Yes, absolutely. I that was the hardest thing for me. So realistically, like I said, even that I had those thoughts about, oh, well, I wonder what my husband thinks, the worst thing for me was dying. So anything else could have happened, but I just didn't want to die and leave my children behind. So the whole journey for me was just a fight to save my life. And I was very, very worried, not about death itself, but about leaving my two children without a mum. I still worry about that at times, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I wondered also about your bonding with your newborn baby. I mean, you had a baby and then you went more or less straight into this full-on cancer treatment. Did you even have any time to enjoy that new baby?
I don't actually think I did, no. I mean, I had Sam and it was all just, everything happened around us so fast. It was almost like Sam was taken off me and just, he was being looked after by mum and dad and other people, and I was in hospital and I was just trying to deal with the fact that I just got diagnosed, I had all these operations, and there was no real bonding with Sam, and I did worry that he would grow and be more close to other people than he was with me.
Have you been able to make up for lost time with him?
Definitely. If you knew Sam now, I cannot. He's the most clingy little child. I think at times I've made up for lost time over and above what maybe I should have, because, yeah, me and Sam are very, very close, and he's a precious little boy and loves mummy lots and lots and lots.
We've got to talk about the chemotherapy. After the mastectomy, you then went almost straight into chemo.
Yeah.
How did that affect you?
Well, my first round of chemotherapy was a disaster. I left the hospital feeling quite good, feeling like, okay, well, I haven't had any major side effects right now. But at home in the middle of the night, it just started, the room started spinning and I got terribly, terribly sick. So I was basically up all night long just being sick the whole night and thought to myself, oh no, this is what I'm in for the next seven rounds of chemotherapy. However, it didn't quite work out that way. I was given some drugs that settled my nausea for the remainder of my treatment. However, after that first treatment, about 10 days after, my hair started falling out dramatically. So that happened quite fast.
And how did you feel about that?
I was devastated. It was, yeah, my hair has never been short. It's always been very long. So to lose all my hair was just, oh, it was just the most, yeah, painful experience. Just looking in the mirror and seeing my face with no eyebrows and no eyelashes and just no hair. I just, it's not very nice.
No.
No.
I'm speaking to Stacey Chabachi. She was 28 and about to give birth to her second child when she discovered a lump in her breast, and she's written the book Climbing Mountains about her experiences. Stacey, you know, you had two kids at this stage. How did they cope with seeing you go through chemotherapy?
Well, I think Sam coped a lot better than Lydia, because he was just born into it. He just had to adapt. And he was being taken care of by family. However, Lydia, she was already three, and she knew that something was going on. And at 3 years old, they're little sponges, so she picked up a lot of vibes, lots of tears, and lots of vibes around the house about, you know, is mummy okay? She's very sick, and she has to go to hospital lots and lots. And I think it really, really affected Lydia. Even now, nearly 3 years on, she still speaks about it sometimes and wonders why mummy had to go to hospital so much.
Did you speak to Lydia about death or the possibility of dying?
No, to be honest. I was too frightened to. I couldn't even bring myself to talk about dying with her.
What about with your husband?
He didn't either. I think we just never really went down that road with Lydia. We just always focused on praying that mummy would be okay, mm-hmm. And that Jesus would heal mummy and that I would get all better. And we just tried to be so positive around Lydia, and we just didn't talk to her about death. I'm not sure that she was old enough to be able to cope with perhaps mummy dying.
No, it would have been very, very stressful for her,
yeah,
as it was, without even thinking about that.
Yeah.
But what about your spiritual journey? I mean, did you feel close to God, or did you really struggle to feel his presence in your life at this time?
Yeah, I really, really struggled throughout the actual ordeal. So through the operations and through my treatment, especially as time went on and I felt weaker and weaker after the chemotherapy, I really struggled to feel God in my life. Although I prayed really hard and desperate every day, I just failed to hear him or feel him, or at least at that stage I thought I did.
Mm.
And it was sort of towards the end, as I started picking up, and even more so now, that I look back and I can see God's hand on me. But going through the thick of it, it was very hard, yeah.
Okay, so what have you learnt from the experience?
Oh, wow, so many things. But I guess the number one thing I've learned is that life itself for all of us is just a journey. It's just a journey from beginning to end. And we are often going to come to parts of our journey where, you know, things aren't that rosy for us. And for me, like I titled my book Climbing Mountains, cancer was like climbing this really difficult mountain in my journey. Sometimes we sail along and things are quite cruisy for us, and other times we go through things that are like climbing really difficult mountains, and cancer was like that for me. However, what I've learned is that with God, for me anyway, no matter what we face in life and no matter what our journey presents for us, that holding on to God and just trusting in him is all we can do.
Mm.
Yeah, just putting all our hope and all our faith and all our trust and pouring everything out to him is all we can do as we journey on through life.
What would you say to someone, though, who's just been diagnosed with breast cancer? I mean, there'd be people listening to this right now who are in the thick of this and who may not get your happy ending.
Yeah.
So what's your message to people who are in this right now?
Oh, look, my message is just a message of hope. I don't have all the answers. Nobody has all the answers. I don't know why, you know, this awful illness is out there and why people have to go through this. But unfortunately, so many women and younger women are experiencing this illness now. And if there is anyone out there going through breast cancer or any type of cancer or any type of difficult time at the moment, my message is just hope. Hope in Jesus. He's our anchor of hope. Without hope, there is nothing else. So hope, just cling on to the hope through prayer and through faith that you will be brought through this difficult time.
And how's your health now, Stacey?
Are you totally over it? I am. I'm, besides battling a bit of a flu at the moment, I am feeling really, really good, and I'm over all my medications and all my treatments and everything like that. And I'm just getting on with really enjoying life and making the most out of life and cherishing those precious memories with my family. And yeah, I'm feeling great.
Do you have to have any kind of, you know, ongoing checkups or...?
I'm on yearly checkups now, which is a really good thing. So I go back to my oncologist and my surgeon once a year. And that day is never a great day for me. It always brings back lots of memories and lots of fear.
Mm.
But for basically 364 days, the rest of the year, I'm quite fine.
Okay. All right. Well, it's been lovely to talk to you, Stacey. And, yeah, lovely to hear about your journey that you did come through the other side of.
Thank you.
And we just really appreciate you sharing your story today.
Thanks, Katrina.
That's Stacey Chabachi. She's the author of Climbing Mountains, her story about her journey through breast cancer.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.